One American tradition that I have experienced is powder puff. It has a strange name, I know. It's a high school tradition and is centered around a flag football game played by young women. It has been around since the 1930s and is a fundraiser for charity or for a high school event, like a dance. It usually takes place in October, before homecoming, which is another, even better known US tradition. Now, do you know what flag football is? It has the same rules as American football, but no contact is allowed. And instead of stealing the ball, you try to steal a flag or a belt from the waist of the members of the opposing team. It's fast, nerve-wracking, and great fun. Even though it's for charity, team members do get very competitive, and things can get a little rough. Penalties are common because it becomes increasingly more difficult to have no contact. In fact, the last powder puff I watched seemed more like a rugby match than a girls' flag football game. There were bodies flying and therefore lots of penalties. High school is the center of social activity for most young people between the ages of 14 and 18 in the States. It is certainly not just a place for academics. Most young people don't go out to bars or nightclubs until they are in their 20s, or at least in college, because the legal drinking age is 21. So socializing, clubs, and fun generally take place through the high school. That is why I believe high school is such a central part of life in a community here, and a time that people reminisce about when they're older. Powder puff is one of the many traditions in the US, one that can leave you with a lot of bruises. One American tradition that I have experienced is powder puff. It has a strange name, I know. It's a high school tradition and is centered around a flag football game played by young women. It has been around since the 1930s and is a fundraiser for charity or for a high school event, like a dance. It usually takes place in October, before homecoming, which is another, even better known US tradition. Now, do you know what flag football is? It has the same rules as American football, but no contact is allowed. And instead of stealing the ball, you try to steal a flag or a belt from the waist of the members of the opposing team. It's fast, nerve-wracking, and great fun. Even though it's for charity, team members do get very competitive, and things can get a little rough. Penalties are common because it becomes increasingly more difficult to have no contact. In fact, The last powder puff I watched seemed more like a rugby match than a girls' flag football game. There were bodies flying, and therefore lots of penalties. High school is the center of social activity for most young people between the ages of 14 and 18 in the States. It is certainly not just a place for academics. Most young people don't go out to bars or nightclubs until they are in their 20s, or at least in college, because the legal drinking age is 21. So socializing, clubs, and fun generally take place through the high school. That is why I believe high school is such a central part of life in a community here, and a time that people reminisce about when they're older. Powder puff is one of the many traditions in the US, one that can leave you with a lot of bruises. One American tradition that I have experienced is powder puff. It has a strange name, I know. It's a high school tradition and is centered around a flag football game played by young women. It has been around since the 1930s and is a fundraiser for charity or for a high school event, like a dance. It usually takes place in October, before homecoming, which is another, even better known US tradition. Now, do you know what flag football is? It has the same rules as American football, but no contact is allowed. And instead of stealing the ball, you try to steal a flag or a belt from the waist of the members of the opposing team. It's fast, nerve-wracking, and great fun. Even though it's for charity, team members do get very competitive, and things can get a little rough. Penalties are common because it becomes increasingly more difficult to have no contact. In fact, the last powder puff I watched seemed more like a rugby match than a girls' flag football game. There were bodies flying, and therefore lots of penalties. High school is the center of social activity for most young people between the ages of 14 and 18 in the States. It is certainly not just a place for academics. Most young people don't go out to bars or nightclubs until they are in their 20s, or at least in college, because the legal drinking age is 21. So socializing, clubs, and fun generally take place through the high school. That is why I believe high school is such a central part of life in a community here, and a time that people reminisce about when they're older. Powder puff is one of the many traditions in the US, one that can leave you with a lot of bruises.
Denmark is the best country to raise kids. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Scandinavia has ranked as the best place in the world to raise children. The Nordic region holds the top three places on the US News and World Report's list of the best countries for raising kids in 2020. The list has been compiled annually since 2016 in collaboration with the University of Pennsylvania. Denmark topped the list, with Sweden a close runner-up and neighbour Norway edging out Canada for third place. The 2020 listings will come as little surprise, as the three nations also ranked highest on the list for 2019. A spokeswoman explained, "These countries tend to have generous paternal leave and maternal leave, offer free preschool, and have good overall public education systems." The listing was released as part of the annual Best Countries list. This survey adopted a global perceptions-based approach in examining data and attitudes. It used research from the World Bank, as well as the opinions of 20,000 people in the Americas, Asia, Europe and the Middle East, and Africa. Researchers tested countries against 65 different metrics, or what the researchers called country attributes. These included income equality, well-developed public education and healthcare systems, human rights, gender equality, safety, family friendliness, and levels of perceived happiness. Switzerland once again topped the best countries list, followed by Canada and Japan. Denmark is the best country to raise kids. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Scandinavia has ranked as the best place in the world to raise children. The Nordic region holds the top three places on the US News and World Report's list of the best countries for raising kids in 2020. The list has been compiled annually since 2016 in collaboration with the University of Pennsylvania. Denmark topped the list, with Sweden a close runner-up and neighbour Norway edging out Canada for third place. The 2020 listings will come as little surprise, as the three nations also ranked highest on the list for 2019. A spokeswoman explained, "These countries tend to have generous paternal leave and maternal leave, offer free preschool, and have good overall public education systems." The listing was released as part of the annual Best Countries list. This survey adopted a global perceptions-based approach in examining data and attitudes. It used research from the World Bank, as well as the opinions of 20,000 people in the Americas, Asia, Europe and the Middle East, and Africa. Researchers tested countries against 65 different metrics, or what the researchers called country attributes. These included income equality, well-developed public education and healthcare systems, human rights, gender equality, safety, family friendliness, and levels of perceived happiness. Switzerland once again topped the best countries list, followed by Canada and Japan. Denmark is the best country to raise kids. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Scandinavia has ranked as the best place in the world to raise children. The Nordic region holds the top three places on the US News and World Report's list of the best countries for raising kids in 2020. The list has been compiled annually since 2016 in collaboration with the University of Pennsylvania. Denmark topped the list, with Sweden a close runner-up and neighbour Norway edging out Canada for third place. The 2020 listings will come as little surprise, as the three nations also ranked highest on the list for 2019. A spokeswoman explained, "These countries tend to have generous paternal leave and maternal leave, offer free preschool, and have good overall public education systems." The listing was released as part of the annual Best Countries list. This survey adopted a global perceptions-based approach in examining data and attitudes. It used research from the World Bank, as well as the opinions of 20,000 people in the Americas, Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, and Africa. Researchers tested countries against 65 different metrics, or what the researchers called country attributes. These included income equality, well-developed public education and healthcare systems, human rights, gender equality, safety, family friendliness, and levels of perceived happiness. Switzerland once again topped the best countries list, followed by Canada and Japan.
Like most countries, the election system in the United States is a little complicated. To begin, the president's term lasts 4 years, and he or she has the chance to be elected again. The longest a president can hold office is for 8 years. For example, 2020 is an election year. Each party needs to choose a nominee who will represent the party. In America, there are two major parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. This year, the Republicans chose Donald Trump to be the nominee because he is the current president, hoping to continue for another 4 years. However, the Democrats need to decide which candidate they want to represent their party. The decision is made through a process known as the primary elections. At the moment, there are over 10 Democratic candidates traveling around America, talking to people and trying to gain support for their campaign, and eventually earn votes. The primary election has just started in Iowa on February 3, 2020. It will take several months to decide which candidate will represent the Democratic Party. However, Once a nominee is chosen, he or she will run against Donald Trump. In November of this year, the American people will vote again to either change or keep the current president. When people turn 18 in America, they are given the right to vote. This November, I will use my right and my voice to participate in the election and the democratic process. Like most countries, the election system in the United States is a little complicated. To begin, the president's term lasts 4 years, and he or she has the chance to be elected again. The longest a president can hold office is for 8 years. For example, 2020 is an election year. Each party needs to choose a nominee who will represent the party. In America, there are two major parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. This year, the Republicans chose Donald Trump to be the nominee because he is the current president, hoping to continue for another 4 years. However, the Democrats need to decide which candidate they want to represent their party. The decision is made through a process known as the primary elections. At the moment, there are over 10 Democratic candidates traveling around America, talking to people and trying to gain support for their campaign, and eventually earn votes. The primary election has just started in Iowa on February 3rd, 2020. It will take several months to decide which candidate will represent the Democratic Party. However, once a nominee is chosen, he or she will run against Donald Trump. In November of this year, the American people will vote again to either change or keep the current president. When people turn 18 in America, they are given the right to vote. This November, I will use my right and my voice to participate in the election and the democratic process. Like most countries, the election system in the United States is a little complicated. To begin, the president's term lasts 4 years, and he or she has the chance to be elected again. The longest a president can hold office is for 8 years. For example, 2020 is an election year. Each party needs to choose a nominee who will represent the party. In America, there are two major parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. This year, the Republicans chose Donald Trump to be the nominee because he is the current president, hoping to continue for another 4 years. However, the Democrats need to decide which candidate they want to represent their party. The decision is made through a process known as the primary elections. At the moment, there are over 10 Democratic candidates traveling around America, talking to people and trying to gain support for their campaign, and eventually earn votes. The primary election has just started in Iowa on February 3rd, 2020. It will take several months to decide which candidate will represent the Democratic Party. However, once a nominee is chosen, he or she will run against Donald Trump. In November of this year, the American people will vote again to either change or keep the current president. When people turn 18 in America, they are given the right to vote. This November, I will use my right and my voice to participate in the election and the democratic process.